We've been speaking about Vedikas Chametz and the midik that we use a nair by Vedikas Chametz. We explained that the inyan of Vedikas Chametz is searching for the Yetzaharas, the hidden chesronos, the things which need work in our lives. Pesach is a zman of rejuvenation, of freshness. And to be fresh requires digging deep and finding those chametzes within our hearts. And as we said, the minig is to use a nair. We'd like to explore today, Mirtz Hashem, is the significance of this nair. Where does this nair come from? What is the nekuda of this nair which we use? So I'd like to begin with a passage in Rabbi Nachman, who writes, and I don't have the lashon in front of me, but along these lines. He says, it used to be that all haschalas, all beginnings in the Kedusha began with Pesach. But now, and he leaves it off, ... We don't know how Rabbi Nachman concluded this piece. It seems that it was chaser, that it got lost. But we know from Rabbi Nachman at the end of this piece, he says, it used to be that Kedusha began with Purim, with Pesach, but now ... And Rabbi Nassim came along, his Talmud Mufak, he was Oymid al Das Rabbi, and he understood the depth of what Rabbi Nachman was trying to teach us. And he teaches in the Kutei Halachos that all beginnings now in the Kedusha are from Purim. What does this mean, that all beginnings are from Purim and no longer from Pesach? And this will give us an insight into the oimek of Pesach and how we can make this zman leading up to Pesach more meaningful. The Kedushas Levi, he writes something very fascinating. We find ourselves now in this sandwich between Purim and Pesach. And the Gemara tells us in Megillah that there's an inyan to be Saimech Geula LeGeula in a leap year where we would have a choice seemingly between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni to make Purim. We choose Adar Sheni because it's closer to Pesach and Nisan. And the Kedushas Levi writes, explaining this inyan of being Saimech the Geula of Purim to the Geula of Mitzrayim. And he writes, the fisha mitoich kriyas Megillas Esther royim shateva afunes. By reading the Megillah, we understand that even the teva is really a nes. Shehare hayeshua liyisrael bepurim ba ba'ifen shal chester panim. The salvation for the Jewish people during Purim was the chester panim. It was in a state where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concealing himself. Not with open miracles like the place by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And by contemplating the Geula which took place by Purim, Efshar lekayim karoyim mitzvah sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leil Pesach mitoiches lahavas. We're able to fulfill the mitzvah of sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim at the night of the Seder with his lahavas, with tremendous fire and expression and depth. And to me, this piece in the Kedushas Levi is fascinating because when we come to the Seder on the night of Pesach, it's almost as if something is missing to make it personal. The nisim which took place by Yetzias Mitzrayim seemingly don't apply anymore. How is this relevant to my life by recalling the fact that there was Dam Tzfardeya Kinim in Mitzrayim? When has this happened over the last thousands of years? Certainly not over the last hundreds of years. So Ksamuz Olam the Kedushas Levi, and for me, he's adding an element which makes a hashlam and a completion to what takes place by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Sipu of Yetzias Mitzrayim becomes meaningful to me and complete when I understand that Purim and Pesach are inseparable. And this is the depth of what Chazal are telling us of being Soymech Geula LeGeula, that Pesach is in need of Purim. Because whereas Pesach teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the Borei Olam, that he's Mashgiach in the world, if I only have Pesach, it would seem to me that Hashem Yisbarach intervenes with open miracles every 1,000 years or so. But from where do I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was relevant in my life behind the scenes at every moment? He knows lo yonam v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael, that he does not rest, that he does not sleep, that he's constantly mashkiach on my life and every single Jew in the whole world. For that, I need Purim. And so therefore, although our eyes are set looking forward towards Pesach, we cannot forget where we are coming from. As the Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Bo'i, famously, Min hanisim hagedoylam hamufursamim, from the great miracles, the famous miracles which the Torah records, Adam moide benisim hanestarim. It brings us to be moide, to admit that there are hidden miracles. Shehem yisayid kol ha-Torah kula, and this is the foundation of the entire Torah. She'ein la'adam chilek b'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu at shenamim b'chol dvarinu mikreinu, that we don't have a chilek in the Torah Moshe until we believe that every matter, every seeming coincidence in the world, shekulam nisim ve'imahem teva, everything is nes, and there's no such thing as teva. The word teva is not even a Hebrew word, it's not found in the Torah at all. Because from the Kedusha there's one thing, it's called the Ratzon Hashem. As the Chazon Ish calls teva, Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach HaTamidis, the constant will of Hashem Yisbarach. And so therefore the nisim which took place in Taras Moshe did not come to teach about themselves alone. That it comes to teach us that everything in life is a nes. And this is the oimik of what Chazal tell us, that Moshe Rabbeinu also received Megillas Esther on Har Sinai. The Yerushalmi tells us that. That although it was not given over to the Jewish people, it didn't take place till many hundreds of years later. Nevertheless, we need to know that Toras Moshe is incomplete without Megillas Esther. That if we look at the Torah and we see only a book which is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he intervenes on occasion with Nisim Gluyim, that we don't understand Toras Moshe at all. Toras Moshe needs Megillas Esther, and Megillas Esther is teaching us forever that within the Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, and the great miracles which HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed thousands of years ago are relevant and taking place right now in my life. Perhaps this is where the Ner of the Bedikas Chametz comes from. Because we say by the Nes of Purim, Ala Yehudim Haisa Oira, that the Jewish people were given an Or. And it's this Or, which is the Or La'arbasar, it's the light of the Ner for Bedikas Chametz. This is the Or which we take when we're checking our homes for Chametz. We need the Purim. We need the fact that there was a Rasha called Haman and a Rasha called Ahasuerus who were hiding out and couldn't be seen. But through the Tfilos of Esther and Mordechai and the Bedikas Chametz which they did, that they illuminated before them, they were able to discover and to rid themselves of the Chametz and the Beis HaMalchus of Ahasuerus. We take that Ner from Purim. Because if we ask ourselves, where do we get this Ner from? Who is giving us this Ner for Bedikas Chametz? The answer is, La'yehudim Ha'isa'ira. La'yehudim Ha'isa'ira. This is also coming to teach us that in the same way, La'yehudim Ha'isa'ira, there was also Simcha v'sasan v'yikar. That the Bedika, when we take that Or, it should be done b'simcha v'sasan v'yikar. Like we said yesterday, that every mitzvah requires an element of Simcha and sasan v'yikar. That it should be done lichtig. It should be done in a way that we're being metayer the house for the Melech. That it should be an Or which brings to Sasim v'simcha la'yehudim. With this we can understand, going back to the words of Rabbi Nachman, it used to be that all beginnings were from Pesach. But now says Rabbi Nachman, says Rabbi Nassin, all beginnings are from Purim. That really Pesach is the beginning of the year and Purim is at the end of the year, but the end and the beginning, they fuse together in a way that Purim completes Pesach. Because we need to know that Pesach, which seems like only a Zman and Nisim Gluyim, is still relevant today and forever because of Purim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes and he's working things out. And there's a Medrash which supports this. The Medrash Pliya writes, Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. He who is watchful of the mitzvahs won't know any ra. Chazal say this refers to Esther. Shahaisa osekes bibedikas chametz, that she was being osek in the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. Mishumhachi, for that reason, lo yada mirasa shal Haman, she didn't know anything. There was no misfortune, no ra from Haman. The Megillah tells us, Chazal tell us, that the Nes of Purim took place on Pesach. And Esther was being osek in bedikas chametz. So when we come to do our bedikas chametz on the night of Pesach, the ner which we take is a Yerusha which we have from Mordechai and Esther. It's an or which illuminates the world to know that even in the darkness, even in the concealment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where there's Chayshech, where there's Galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And what is a greater Simcha and Sasan V'Yikar than that? So as we're in the midst of this man of Adikas Chameit searching for all the Homans and Achashverishes in our homes and in our lives, we should be anxious and excited to begin anew, to begin fresh, and to deepen our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we don't need Nisim Gluyim, because we know that the Teva is really nice after all. There's no chiluk. And therefore, even in times of challenges and in difficulties, what seems like we could be magish, the Achashverishes and the Homans and the hardships, we feel like we're in Shibud Mitzrayim, perhaps, in this Zman. Everybody feels homebound. We need to know that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, that His Or is with us, and that will penetrate within ourselves and to give us that Simcha V'Sasan. We should be Zeichet to that Ayra, to that Simcha V'Sasan V'Yikaren. As we march our way towards the Seder, we should be Zeichet to be Samech Gula L'Ga'ula, then in the same way Purim is Samech to Pesach, we should be Zeiche, that the Zman of Pesach should be Zeiche, to be Samech to the Gula Hasid of Akarav, B'mer V'meinu Amen.